I would do a factory reset, make sure it has all the latest and greatest in firmware, and try to reset all the mesh. I think that's a mesh system, if I'm not mistaken, and then reset it. You shouldn't have to reboot it 100 million times. It should just be, be able to leave it on and kind of forget about it. Yeah, there's actually no reason for that. Now, for a router, you'll have to reboot that once in a while. I try to reboot that once a week here on the house. Yeah, that's actually the modem here, because I actually have a multi-point link system headed towards the high school. That's where the main hub is for the fiber optic line, and that's probably what's hiccuping. It probably hasn't been rebooted in a long, long time, so it probably needs to be rebooted. So I probably should go do that. It takes 5 minutes to reboot that stupid box. That's just because the link has to reestablish itself, and the modem has to connect, and the ISP actually has to get connected. But I usually have 100 up and 100 down, but for some reason tonight it's not it's not cutting it. And it's better than most things out here. But I heard Starlink is doing packages for $50 a month, and they have 100 down and 10 up, which is not bad. I mean, it'll handle voice over IP, so that's good. And their latency is a lot better than Triad for sure. My latency right now is at 30 milliseconds, and Starlink is at down there at 1 millisecond. So that wouldn't be too bad. The only crappy thing is they have their stupid plastic dish, and I have a feeling that'll blow away. I'm waiting for my neighbors to blow away because we got wind up here, 100 mile an hour winds. And I want to see if they can handle that wind. So I keep looking out and make sure his dish is still sitting on his roof. K6GBK.